Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Acts 4, are you there? Acts 4, now this is healing. This man got healed, you remember, lame man at the gate called beautiful. Verse 10, he said, be it known to you all and all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified and God raised him from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. Every miracle should be culminating in this. Who did it? Every great thing that happens, every sign, every wonder, it ought to set the stage for somebody to stand up and say, Jesus did this. It happened because of him. How many believe with me and agree with me? He's everything. He's everything. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. And he's the end. He's the first. He's the last. He's everything. Everything. Glory to God. Jesus is everything. And if you don't believe in him, you are on the outside looking in. You are not saved. Nor will you be. You must believe on him. Read this next verse. He said, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. You set him aside. You said he wasn't the one, but he is. Verse 12, do you have this? Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other way. There is nobody else. He's it. People call us narrow-minded, politically incorrect. You don't accept everybody. You know, I thought you preached love. Jesus preached love and acceptance. No, he did not. We've already talked about that at length if you were here. He preached the kingdom of God and repentance. And people try to take Christianity and twist it and say, well, if you really love people, you accept them like they are. You can love people and not accept the way they are. No. People say, well, the Lord loves you just the way you are. Said who? He loves you in spite of how you are. He didn't have to love all the goofy ways that you are to love you. Well, if you love me, you'll accept me the way I am. And usually people are talking about their sin. No, we don't have to accept your sin to love you. Absolutely not. And we certainly don't have to accept that you believe in some other God or some other way to heaven in order to love you. No. If we love you, we'll tell you the truth. And not stand by while you believe a lie and go off into eternity without God. That's not love. There is no other name. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Listen to the Amplified. There is salvation in and through no one else. No one else. There is no other name under heaven given among men by and in which we must be saved. I'll say it again. Not only the new birth is this way, but everything else is this way. Every healing, every deliverance, every protection, every blessing, every bit of prosperity that comes from him, every bit of it came by and through Jesus. It's only through him. It's only by him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All the promises of God find their yes in him. And they're amen. Yes, you can have it. Yes, it's my will, and so be it. It comes through Christ every time. Isn't that what happened with this man? He said, Lord, I know you can do it if it be your will. What did he say? Yes. Yes. It is my will. Reached out and touched him. So be it. Be healed. Well, this time it came literally through the physical hand of the Christ. But every other time before this and every other time after this, it still came through the Christ. Now go back with me, please, to the book of Exodus. And there's enough material here for 3 seminars, 4 retreats, and a vacation Bible school. And I thought about doing it all tonight. Don't get scared. Just believe that we'll be led.
Yes. Yes.
But what I'm saying is believe with me too to condense. To condense and compress, because I don't think we're supposed to expand all of these. And yet I want us to get the full benefit of it too. We're talking now about redemption. Redemption. What we have, what belongs to us because of what Jesus has done. This is one of the greatest things you'll ever think about. And it's sad that so many Christians know so little about what actually happened. Vast numbers of Christians, all they know is I'm not going to hell. Which is wonderful. But redemption is so much more. So much more. And we're not going to try to cover all redemption. But we're talking about healing. And here's the question. We're going to deal with it now and we'll deal with it into the next points. Is healing a part of redemption? Is healing a part of what Jesus bought and paid for all believers? Well, now this is where the road divides. I don't know if you've studied, you know, or been to school or read books or studied theology on this, but this is the fork in the road. And this is why. If you say yes, healing is part and parcel of redemption. Healing is part of what Jesus bought and paid for. Then how many is redemption for?
Everybody.
Are you going to say redemption is for some and not for some? And so because of that, millions of Christians do not believe that statement. They do not agree that healing is a part of redemption. They believe God can heal if he wants to. But it doesn't belong to all believers like forgiveness of sin does. But that's a problem. Because now you got God blessing humanity outside of the work of Jesus. On what basis is he doing it? And people say, well, God's God. He can do it if he wants to. Then why couldn't he just save people because he wanted to? He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He can do whatever he wants. Why was it necessary? What they're saying is it wasn't necessary for Jesus to come and pay the price. God's God. He can do what he wanted to do. Nope. God is God. And he did do what he wanted to do.
Yes.
He did what is right. He could not, you know, think about it. When Adam and Eve sinned, he still loved them.
Yes,
he didn't want them driven out of the garden. He didn't want them separated from him. But you can't bless people that have disobeyed you and rebelled against you and be fair. That doesn't merit a blessing. Sin had to be punished. Sin had to be judged. Oh, but he had a plan. I said he had a plan whereby even though not only Adam and Eve, but all their descendants, that all had sinned and come short of the glory of God, he still had a plan whereby he could reconcile. Now that's an important word. He could reconcile, redeem and reconcile all mankind to himself and bless and heal and deliver and save even though they had sinned and didn't deserve it. It's the greatest story ever told. It's the good, 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 good news. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And healing is part of it. Healing is right in the middle of it. It has always been in the middle of it. And it still is in the middle. People try with their theological scalpel. They try to separate it and take it apart and go, no, no. Now, forgiveness of sin, that's for everybody, as many as will believe. But no, healing is not part of that. We know God could heal if he wanted to, but to say it's every believer's right and privilege, no, no, it's not always his will. And being rich, no, no, no. But it is. I believe this will grow in you and me as we go. I'm going to make this statement. I'm getting ahead of myself quite a bit, but I'm going to make it and I'm going to keep making it, and it's going to grow in you. You are right now just as healed as you are forgiven. Right now. Now, how much we receive it, how much we yield to it, is up to us. Just like how much you receive forgiveness of sin. But it belongs to you equally, because it was accomplished in the same work of redemption. This needs to be built into our consciousness. We haven't been taught this as the church for century after century. We've been taught other stuff. But this is true. I said, this is true. This is the Bible. And this is true. Now, what I want to do, as the Lord helps us, I want to go back, and this is so big, you know, we can't do this all in a few days. But I want to go back and go over just a handful of the types of redemption in the Old Testament. And then I want to bring us right into the real thing, the actual work of redemption. Let's look at how it was typified, 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 and then when it happened. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And our question, now this is huge and big, but our question, we're limiting it to this area, is healing in there?
Yes.
Was healing in the type?
Yes.
And is healing in the actual plan of redemption?
Yes.
And if it is, get out the way. Because
yeah.
It's mine.
Yeah.
It belongs to every believer if it's part of redemption.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Types of Redemption, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002F. That's R2002F. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.